Everybody back again. I'm your impartial ringmaster, Rise Like Phoenix, the host. With me, as always, as our illogical sage, Shine Shock.
Fee-fa-fo-fum.
The aroused by achievements, Novus Redemptor.
Boing.
And our own Grandpa Salty, Max Barracuda.
The actual name that caught on this week was Grandpa Salty. around the office.
Yeah, people listen.
Yeah?
And they like that.
You mean catch a little Grandpa Salty?
They call me that at work now.
They're feeding the beast, so to speak.
Why is it that every single time I just come up with something for you, it ruins your life?
I don't know.
Hey, Grandpa Salty!
We got a long track record of this.
And I'm not even trying this time. Last time...
Why did I invite you on here?
Trying to kill him a little bit last time.
He invited me.
All right, anyway, tonight on the show, we're going to be talking about the Video Game Awards quite a bit. Right now, we're going to hit up what we're playing right now.
I get to play that again.
Yeah.
Okay, hit it. Nice. Next week.
Hit the Warriors.
A squad. Fuck you, Danny. A squad.
It's always worth it to watch his face.
Anyway, I got my iPad back, so next week we won't have to do that.
We don't have to watch Danny squirm?
Oh, no, God. No, I'm going to have all my sound effects.
Can we still watch Danny squirm and then put your iPad sound?
Banana wacky with the sound effects.
Nice. Can we still watch Danny squirm though?
Maybe I'll put it on my iPad. Maybe we'll go back to that.
Can you just watch Danny squirm and then go to our thing?
Maybe I'll just make it
longer.
I love it.
I love Danny's just like face like, I hate it.
All right, so I know Giant Shock and I are playing the same thing this week. So I'm going to start with you, Novus. What are you playing?
I'm still playing Final Fantasy 13. Like, it's taking me forever.
It happens. I mean, nobody could expect us all to beat a game in a week.
No, it's like I'm still in the same chapter. I've been playing it for like 4 or 5 hours. With something like that, though, like I do every single battle.
So it's
like battle, build up my shit. Battle, build up my shit. It's just...
I did that with Blue Dragon, where the last guy in Blue Dragon was like a breeze. I was like, it's just cool breeze.
I mean, I like to do that, and like, again, with Final Fantasy 13, I have no idea how far I am, probably not, because I haven't even hit the open world portion. I don't know what's going on.
Yeah.
So it's I'm pretty far behind.
You got a ways to go.
I'm in the Vile Peaks.
I haven't played it. I just know Final Fantasy games.
Okay, well.
You got a ways to go.
Yeah, it's
Max, what are you hitting up this week?
Still on Black Flag.
Okay. Yeah. It's a beefy game.
Better than ever, though.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Love it. And too much to do. This would be a nightmare for you, Noah, because anybody who likes completing things, there's too much. A
lot of nominations, Video Game Award wise.
Well, with something like that, though, like now I don't do achievements anymore, so I kind of just go for little things.
Yeah.
Are you an addict, though?
Not collecting feathers.
Yeah, you have to really pick what you're doing in it. Otherwise, you're going to spend all your time sailing to little islands, swimming to them, grabbing, like, a one treasure chest, back to the boat, repeat
it sounds
400
like
times.
Novus, though, are you like an addict where, like, you hear this sound and it's just, like, that sweet, sweet, like, first feeling of the drug?
I almost had it as, like, my text message noise for a while.
But like when you hear it though, are you like about to go into relapse?
No.
Okay.
Good now? You good though?
Like no.
I'm all good.
No.
Alright.
What you can't see is he's scratching himself and shaking right now.
The bugs are all over me.
Alright, so I know Giant Shock and I are both playing Dead Rising 3.
Hell yeah.
I gotta say, I was so down on the Xbox One and then this came along. I'm proud that I bought a $600 Dead Rising machine at this point. It's so good.
I got a little taste of it. Managed to play... Well, you were
there. Yeah, I was there.
Yeah, that sounds good in a mic.
Yeah, that was a good mic. Thank you, Giant Shock. I know I don't have my soundboard. At least you're trying to help. Yeah.
Thank you.
But I liked it, too. I thought it was cool. And they less, what do you call it, like time-sensitive stuff.
No time sensitive
stuff.
Which is
great.
It's zero time sensitive.
Yeah, that saves the whole. That makes the whole game superior to.
Cool storyline. Again, I don't discuss anything that's out of the first half an hour, but apparently they were supposed to have chips that had the Zombrex. If everyone remembers 2, where you had to constantly run back to your daughter and hit her up.
Yeah.
With the
well,
Zombrex.
This one
game killer.
This one, you get bit in the game, and it's like almost a non thing. Like,
right.
I don't have to like. There was a point where they like usually go get Zombix in the fucking in the warehouse. I'm like, I should maybe,
but there's no reason.
Not a huge deal.
But anyway, the story opens up a little bit within the first half an hour. You find out that the zombies had the Zombrex patch on them, which was supposed to prevent them, and you're wondering why. I'm not going to get any farther than that, but...
Well, I'm going to assume this is after the events of the second one?
Yes. Okay. Yep.
What about... It's linear. Is it after all the DLC, too?
Yeah, I guess so. I don't...
Okay, well, I'm just saying because the second DLC for Dead Rising 2 came out just after it, so maybe like they were concurrent.
Or... No. Okay. I think it's after. They don't mention it, but this game is unique for the fact that it has a lot of fun shit that you can build, just wacky cool stuff. But it also hits the horror part where like when the zombies are coming at you, it's kind of gross, you know?
Yeah.
So it's good for both. I don't really know a game that does both of them as well. Combine, and when you first start the game, I've never seen a game do this. You get to choose which mode you would most likely like to play, and instead of being easy, hard, super hard, or whatever, it's would you want to play casual? Do you play hardcore? Do you play for speed? And that's to
completionist.
Gauge.
Like
yeah, that's the
any
gauge
way you want to play.
Who's gonna come into the game with you? Because you can play it two player. Which is nice. I played single player because I want to do the whole thing without people jumping in because it can be annoying. People come in and they just run around butt-ass naked and just ruin your shit. But
no.
Giant Shock has a good story.
I have a story.
Someone hooking them up.
About the best player I've ever met online.
Me, but let's talk about that other guy.
This man. The best man I've ever met online. His name is IOU Santa.
Nice name.
I was on my last breath on top of a bus in the middle of Inglewood. And he comes up and he's like, "What's up, bro? You need some help." No joke. And gave me every big combo in the game, every health, beat all the little side missions where I killed zombies like a dick. He's like, "I got you, bro." I have my faith, my literal faith in gaming community has been renewed.
Did they give you a prompt that he was joining your game, by the way?
He just grabbed me by the cheek and brought me to his flock like a shepherd.
Embraced like, you into his bosom?
Yes, literally, he's like...
He's like, not on your buddy list?
He doesn't accept buddies because everyone's his friend.
So you went... What happened? Did you shoot a friend's request and then they're like... This player does not exist.
It was
exist.
Beyond friends of quests. Like, it was just... I follow his faith now. A play on to others, have you a play on to you. All right? If a gamer's in trouble, you go help him out with as many super combos as you can and guide him through the game. I played through this game and didn't have to play the game. He did all the gay little missions and I got XP for it while I just killed zombies and gave me weapons. Have you ever heard of such kindness... as this?
No, usually.
Thank you, IOU Santa.
Quite a bit of sassiness going on my buddy list.
Thank you, IOU
Santa. Now, are you adverse to me finding this individual on Xbox?
He finds you. You don't find him.
I'll see what I can do. I'll see if I can reunite you two.
Can I get an amen now?
Amen! I'll thank you, IOU Santa, for dropping me the dragon.
All right, but what do you think of the game? You digging it?
I love the game.
Better than Rise?
Oh, well, record no, I mean, Rise is different because, you know what, I don't want to keep jocking IOU Santa, but Rise, it was like, I did myself.
It's not being played by IOU Santa.
Yes, I swear to God, when you play a game with IOU Santa and like...
This is how cults.
No, but you know what? That is a good point. It does rock when somebody comes into your game and they're like helpful. And
when you
rock,
play a game with IOU Santa, and he comes into your game, he's like, "What do you need? Health, weapons? I got you, brother." And you just rock zombies hard.
That's nice.
All right.
I actually had a serious question.
Okay.
Wait. Is the religious portion of the show over?
You don't have to play that clip. I don't need that. I've seen the commercials for it. The commercials are funny. Does the commercial, as far as like the look of it, reflect on the game itself? Does it look that dark and gritty?
It is a pretty dark game.
It's actually hard to see sometimes when you're in the darker area.
Because that's one of the things I was a little about, because, you know, Dead Rising 2 is mostly in a mall and whatnot, and it looks
casino.
So...
casino.
Yeah, and it's so bright and shiny. It's like, I don't know. I want something to look darker here.
I was really happy about...
Yeah, the first two games are really bright. Yeah.
This game, I was really happy about the fact that you didn't need to really do anything. Like, if you want to just kill zombies all day... and that's your deal, then you can play the game.
Because there's no time sensitive.
Yeah, they say come back in a bit. Like, and that's it. They don't really...
Right in the beginning where he picked up the little two-way.
Right.
I'm like, no, don't ever pick that up. It's fucking needless missions. And literally...
phone calls,
I've heard from that guy like two times. It doesn't even matter. He's like, hey, if you want to, maybe if you have a chance, there's a girl who's kind of cute who might be in trouble, but it's not a huge deal. And I didn't care. And she died probably. And it didn't make a difference. While the other games, it was flooded by that. It was like, you know what? You
couldn't take two steps.
Yeah, it was like, dude, every 2 seconds, yeah, people in trouble, save them right now. It really makes a difference in the game. Click.
Right. Or you're going to get the crappy ending.
Yeah.
I remember playing the first one. I didn't know like anything about the game. And the people who are stuck on the roof, if anybody remembers it.
I do.
The first two people that you're supposed to encounter, like, they died. I'm like, who the fuck are these people?
Well, the whole thing baffled me even when the first one came out. It's like, you hear... The selling point of the game is that it's a full mall, and everything in the mall is interactive, and there's hordes of zombies that just keep coming. Wouldn't that just be like, hey, try everything, play everything, enjoy yourself? Instead, they slap a time limit on you?
That's what they did in this game, and things aren't just sensitive. Like, if you want to build an awesome weapon, people who don't know, you can build weapons out of other weapons, very Kevin McAllister-like.
Mm-hmm. Rocket gloves.
But yeah.
That's
but,
my favorite.
That is the tip of the iceberg.
You can definitely find, like, for example, there's Chinese firecrackers in Chinatown, but you can find them other places. You don't have to run all the way back to Chinatown to get those fire. Yeah, so
actually,
it's pretty cool.
Because the patron saint of video games.
No.
Someone get me a
testify,
audio cord.
Testify.
I
anyway,
can fight this with a little Batman.
Patron saint of video games. He was like, anytime you go to a locker, you could just acquire something that you've made already.
Yeah, it's dope.
And so you don't have to make really anything. You just go to like, oh, yeah, I want some more of the super combo I made. I don't have to find boxing gloves or a motorcycle engine. I could just go to the locker room and be like, just give me that.
Right, and, right.
You need a little. You need XP to actually acquire multiple things like that.
It's like a store then.
Yeah. So it's like you just can't be like, give me this, 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 and this. It's like it's a little fair in the sense where it's like, okay, well, you just came here, you got these five things, because once you have these like super weapons, you go up a level like instantaneously because of the when you kill people with super weapons, they combo really easy, and then you give you the XP.
Right.
So. But you get the weapons right off the bat. Like, I've been actually, like, sticking really close to, like, a couple of safe zones just because I'm like, you know what? I'm going to kill a bunch of people. I'll go back, get my weapons, and then redo it again. And that's how I'm rocking right now.
Okay.
Yeah. So, I mean...
The only beef I got with the game, not to cut you off, but you were going on.
Sorry there. I'm excited. Thank you.
The only beef I had with the game is the verbal commands. Like, I don't know, you probably fought the monk, he was probably the first bad guy you fought. Yeah, and you have to say, You have to yell, calm down, oh yeah, definitely.
I didn't notice any change in the way he was slicing me open.
He'll calm for a second, and then you can run up, YB, grab him, and then just start throwing elbows hard into
his
face.
I know you might roll your eyes, but the patron saint of video games killed that monk for me.
Did he?
He did. I fought him for a minute. Patron saint's like, no. I use Santa kills motherfuckers like that. Easy.
Oh, I handle that guy by myself. I don't know about you.
Couldn't even have the chance. He's like, shh. I got him.
Well, I'm a man. I don't know.
I'm saying, like, you didn't have the choice. He's like, do you want to kill him? Sure you do. But what if you didn't have the choice? He's like, shh. I got him. Thank you.
Okay. No, I mean, it's definitely awesome having a partner. All right. So that's what we're playing. Dead Rising, good. Final Fantasy 13.
It's good. I'm enjoying it. So.
All right. Assassin's Creed, excellent.
Yeah, of course.
I'm just going to throw out there. I'm playing that, too.
Yeah.
Battlefield, by the way, I'm not getting the downloadable content until they fucking fix it.
I heard that they
still
were
have
the party system still fucked up, huh?
Yeah.
I heard they were pushing back DLC or pushing back a patch for some reason or another.
No, the DLC is coming up. The patch is being pushed back. So
why is that?
I don't know. I don't know, but it's ridiculous. They took a game that I love playing and made it unplayable for me. I don't want to play multiplayer by myself. I want to play with, you know, my guys.
Sure.
When you're playing it by yourself, it's not exactly multiplayer.
Well, if you guys don't know how Battlefield works, it's a, you know, it's a large game, 20 on 20, or I think consoles do 16 on 16. I don't know.
That game is more than that. It's
on PC, it's much more.
They advertise that as PC?
Yeah.
I think PC is 64. I think the new systems are 32, and then older ones probably 16.
So. Yeah, 32, but I think it's 16 on 16.
Because they advertise, Nobis, he said 32. They advertise that as that.
Right. Yeah, yeah. I think it's 32 on systems, but what I'm saying is 16 on 16.
Like 16,
you know?
18.
Oh, okay. Because as I took it, it was 32 on 32.
I get you.
Yeah.
But, what they do is they make four-man squads. Mm-hmm. You know, there's alpha, beta, this and that. So I like joining up with three of my friends, and we'll kick ass as alpha squad. You know, and it makes it much easier because you can respawn on your own. That's why I like alpha squad the best. You can respawn on your own guys, and if he's in a helicopter, I can respawn on that guy to help him out and stuff. So it's cooler like that than having to respawn at the front. But I don't really want to respawn on just three guys I don't know. It's not as fun.
No, of course not.
Right.
Oh. Nah,
it's even lonelier with 32 people on the screen and none of them that I know.
I can't believe they dropped the ball like that.
They really did.
I guess they were just in a mad rush to get the thing out.
I don't know what they were.
Get out there with Call of Duty. And
everybody's having the problem, but Call of Duty is not having the problem that Battlefield is. It's actually the Activision, or not Activision, who? Battlefield.
Battlefield's Dice and EA, according
yeah,
to this.
Yeah, it's the EA servers that are
EA
fucking
is
up. And the party
most
service sucks for Xbox One right now, so it's a combination of two failures.
Yeah,
I want to say
it really sucks.
As an avid EA player, EA servers, no matter what game it is always jacked.
Right.
Whether it be fucking Dead Space or FIFA or Battlefield.
Right.
No matter what, it's always got a fucking glitch and it sucks.
Well, Battlefield, they have the most people out of any server they've ever had. So.
I got something here. This is off of realgamernews.com, which is actually a site that I write music reviews for. So, name drop.
Check it out.
Yeah, that's news with N-E-W-Z.
Now, are you reporting under Achievement Boyoyoyoying?
No,
or are you Novus
Redemptor? This is all.
This is messages
your
in a bottle.
Game? This is my regular game shit.
This is messages in a bottle. Boy, yo, yo.
But this basically says that EA and DICE have announced that they will no longer develop DLC until the game is completely fixed.
Yeah, so, but so the other one was already developed, I suppose.
So I guess they're going to release that one, but then nothing else is going to come out until they get the game fully fixed.
Good, but you know what? I'm going to move on to a different game before that because Titanfall's coming out.
Well, some people apparently haven't even opened up the game at all because of the fact that it's all messed up.
Well, they shot themselves.
Well, if they haven't opened it up, then let me tell them I'm doing you a big favor to turn it until it's fixed.
When is
you know, because if it's going to be fixed when it's being sold for $40, you might as well just pick it up for $40.
Is there another play mode that's worth doing? Does it have a good story mode?
Story
or
mode's fun. Story mode is fun.
I assume it's short. These games tend to be short.
I haven't beaten it. I've played about 4 hours of story mode, and it's awesome. You get to fly planes. You get to. It is fun. I buy multiplayer games.
I'm saying if somebody was inclined and just wanted to like get a jump start on it.
Fun, definitely fun.
Do some practice and they can.
Yeah, you can do that. And they also have a training mode that you can do too. Mm-hmm. To train. That's how I became an ample helicopter pilot.
Definitely not selling, you know, the selling point of the game, but at least it's playable in some way.
Mm-hmm. All right, so I guess we've exhausted that to death. So let's roll on to the news.
Rolling
into it. It's a slow roll. It's.
Sorry about that.
I don't care. Apologize to the listeners.
Sorry, listeners.
Lindsay Lohan is apparently suing GTA 5. Did anyone hear about it?
I heard about that.
Seriously?
Yeah, for her likeness being
she whips her hair back and forth.
What?
It's Willis,
what?
It's Willis Smith.
I know.
Anyway, the girl in a bikini taking a selfie on the beach, giving the peace sign. Everybody
she actually
know that?
Sue for that shit?
She thinks it looks like her.
No, that's more like that other bitch from Sports Illustrated.
This wasn't like anyone from Sports Illustrated.
No. It's that chick. Who's that voluptuous chick who's like the hot girl of the moment?
Kate Upton?
That's yeah. It's way more like Kate Upton than Lindsay Lohan.
Well, apparently Lindsay, I have, if you're listening, I'm sure you are, you don't look like that anymore.
No.
That's what you could have looked like without the mountain of cocaine that you've done. She says that also there's a mission with that same actress trying to avoid the paparazzi, and the hotel that the actress is staying at looks a lot like one that she was photographed.
Okay,
does she look like a scavenge, bro? Like,
right?
Can she possibly understand the idea of satire too? That they're playing
allowed
off,
to do that. Also,
they're playing off the idea of a Lindsay Lohan-esque they're not, character.
I think Giant hit it where it's more of a Kate Upton. I mean, like,
but if she's I haven't played it, but if they put an actress in who's kind of, I'm assuming she's kind of a train wreck. If Lindsay Lohan's identifying,
with her. Not really.
She's just claiming it. She's like, this looks just like me. Everyone's like, not so much.
Right, right. Other similarities. Other similarities that I found between the two is that they both are
women.
Right, they both are women. They both wear shoes. They both have two eyes, and neither of them possess the power of flight.
Love handbags. Both love handbags. Can't get enough of them.
Yeah, and they both steal jewelry.
Lindsay wishes she looked like that.
I feel like I've seen the picture, and I'm not familiar with the game, but I don't see
it. Punch out the picture. I don't see the similarity. It doesn't look like that.
No, she wishes.
But again, like you were saying with the whole thing with satire, is like you can sit there and make a joke about somebody or some event in a game like that, and it shouldn't be a problem. They did that with Christian Bale and Duke Nukem.
They do that with the show called Saturday
Good
Night Live
every
Saturday.
Good for you, Danny. Good for you.
Saturday Night Live does it all the time.
Oh, all right.
Get over it.
That's looking at the picture now.
In fact, Dan, that's their deal.
That doesn't look like Lindsay Lohan at all.
No, not even.
No, you're right. It's more of a Kate Upton thing.
Right. Super Kate Upton.
Of course. Of course it is. All right, well...
You gotta have a hell of an ego to think that any blonde lady in a video game is...
She's, first of all, redheaded.
I wonder if she played through, like, since she knew about the missions in the hotel, if she's just, like, getting madder and madder.
Or someone just told her about
she's
it.
She's like, paparazzi? I stayed at that hotel!
She's probably just...
In that fake city!
She's probably just ootin' coke to the fucking brain and just, like, assuming things that, like, look like her.
I don't know, or it's just a cash grab.
The drawing's hotter.
Oh,
absolutely.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I'd rather get with a stand-up cutout of the drawing than... mm-hmm. All right. Next, 2014, we'll see the first football stadium named after a game company.
What game? What company? Sorry.
Well...
Is it one's Activision EA?
EA, I'm assuming?
No. Anyone other guesses? Sports Guy? Giant Shock?
Wait, all right. So, 2K? Can you give me a clue on the company?
No, because it's named after the company. But it is the University of California, Berkeley.
Iquisoft.
No.
Bummer. All right.
Three alumni who are donating $18 million, who were the founders of this game, to the libraries and scholarships and pretty much everything, are getting to rename after their company.
Quick question, Rice.
Yeah.
Hate to interject. Are those the quiz questions?
They're not.
Okay.
They're not. The quiz is on purpose.
I gotta say,
I just see you like holding them right in front of
me. I'm holding.
You wrote everything on this show like the fucking Bill of Rights, dude. Like it's fucking.
It's on a scroll.
It's pretty. It's pretty insane.
I have very long paper that I wrote. Great. Yeah. Excellent.
I got some ledger.
No, I have the news printed on probably a 3-foot piece of paper. Anyway,
who is it now?
Kabam Studios.
Really?
Kabam Football Field.
What the fuck?
Kabam Stadium?
Yeah.
Who's ever heard of
who
that?
Who does Kabam?
It's
what
a dickhead question.
Kabam Studios.
They do the backyard sports games.
No. Prepare to hate. Grandpa Salty, get your salt up.
I'm ready.
Kabam Studios is one of the forerunners of those Facebook games that everybody loves.
Oh.
Like watering plants for people to check out? Like...
Specifically, not Farmville, but... Kingdom of Camelot, which has flooded my inbox annoyingly forever.
Okay.
Glory of Rome.
Rome.
They actually.
All right, let's get salty on this. Shit.
They actually get a little beefier now.
Let's get salty.
They're getting better, more high profile games. They've been given The Hobbit now.
They have money though. This company has money because all I know about them
$18 million to donate.
Is that the people I'm not really that friendly with on Facebook send me constant invites to
they're
play.
Richer than you, Grandpa Salty.
Camelot, whatever it is.
Well, you see, like, they get. Think about all the ways they get money. They get money through the microtransactions, they get money through the advertising.
Yeah.
So they probably make tons from the people who just get hooked into
but,
it.
But, like, football stadium money?
Why not?
Yeah,
that's impressive.
Well, so it'll be named Kabam Studios for 15 years. By the way,
some people make money like a living off of things that are seemingly unlikely now, and that does not seem far-fetched.
Well, they've been given the Hobbits likenesses for a iOS game, which I might play on iOS, but also an annoying Facebook game, Armies of the Third Age, The Hobbit. That's going to suck. And the Fast and Furious
That's
6.
That's going to suck.
Fast and Furious 6 iOS game, which is probably going to
hit, without Paul Walker.
It's probably going to hit, like, hot thunder now.
Ooh.
Since Paul Walker.
Well, he's not going to, he's definitely going
to
be in it.
Wait for the DVD to come out on Tuesday.
He's going to be in it.
No, he's not.
I'm sure he'll be a character in it.
He's not going to be in
the
game.
They already made it. I'm not saying that they're going to have DLC with him in it or anything like that.
Well, it's not going to be that Fast and Furious.
Let's not hit this subject.
He's dead. Who cares?
I care. He was a nice guy.
Varsity Blues and that series are great.
He's done more with his life than you will.
I guess. He's dead, though.
Ouch.
I could... but he's done so little that I could potentially do more.
But you won't. let's move on to the Video
Didn't
Game Awards.
Didn't even entertain it.
Video Game Awards last night.
Do we have anything for this?
Nobody else watched it, which is great. Anyway,
I don't have a computer, so I can't look up the answers.
I know. I got.
I was just looking at Kabam.
I have a phone. I have a phone.
All right. Things that came out of the Video Game Awards that I was writing as I watched them. Playable character Cranky Kong has been confirmed for the new Donkey Kong Tropic Freeze.
Finally.
I knew you'd like
everyone's
that.
Clamoring. We're all clamoring for the old monkey to
I
show
think
that
up.
That was horseshit without him.
I knew GS would be happy about it over there.
Yeah, no, because Cranky Kong himself. I do like Nintendo games, and I wanted to play the newer Donkey Kongs.
But who gives a shit if Cranky Kong
depends.
Is involved?
I liked
it. Depends.
He was the old one in the rocking chair.
Yeah.
Well, people went apeshit last night about it.
And people, nice pun. And people like old things, like Grandpa Salty.
Oh, that is nice. That is nice.
Oh, God, he found
there
the sound effect.
I love it. Titanfall revealed two new mech types, aside from the Titans,
which we've
all seen, is an Ogre type, which is slow, clunky, and powerful.
Like it.
And Strider, which will be able to travel faster than anyone on the field.
Okay, so you're hitting all your bases there.
When does that actually come out?
When does Titanfall come out?
On it.
Thank you. I don't remember.
All right,
so very, 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 very soon. Next one that I saw, Telltale Games is developing two new games.
That's the one I was going to talk
about. The Breaking
Bad
game, obviously.
March 11th.
March 11th.
Nice.
That is nice.
Anyway, they've been given... Telltale Games is the one that did The Walking Dead, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
And they've been giving Game of Thrones.
Nice. Cool.
Really?
Yeah.
That's fucking awesome.
That's a good one.
That is awesome.
That was it was rumored for a while and announced like yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
So.
And they're teaming up with Gearbox for a Borderlands game.
That one
stoked
about.
A Telltale Borderlands game.
Borderlands is a fucking great game that I always just kind of like lose touch with because like I play it. And then, like, all my friends who are playing it beat it without me. And then
it's an odd mix between multiplayer.
It is a game that you need to be on the same schedule as somebody because I play it, and then I'm like, okay, I'll be back on Friday. And then I come back on Friday. Like, we beat that shit. We're fucking, like, you know, doing our special things. And they're like, we're not doing your missions anymore.
In this crazy mix-up world, it's hard having a job and having friends who don't have jobs.
The friends who don't have jobs, man... rough it up.
Right. You just they raise my taxes, then they beat Borderlands without me.
It's not even
those fucking
cops. I bought my friend Borderlands 2, the game of the year thing. And I was like, yeah, well, you know, it's your first time playing it. We're going to have a whole record a Let's Play thing. Guy beat it 1.5 times in like a week and a half. And I'm like, are we going to.
So one time per week?
Yeah. Right. Like, he got through the whole thing. I helped him finish the game. And then he went through it again and got like level 25 with another character. I'm like, I guess I missed it.
I'm here, I guess. Not so much.
I'm here.
Next one that I noticed is Tomb Raider's going to be getting a reboot for the next gen systems.
Another reboot?
No. It's the same game, but they're bare-bonesing it and beefing up the graphics.
Really?
And supposedly it's going to be gorgeous, and it's the first game that I have heard of that they're going to bare-bones. And I wish they were doing it for Batman. Huh. Unfortunately, the developers of Batman.
Say what it is. Tomb Raider HD.
That's what it is. And it's going to come with all the DLCs and 5 new outfits for...
I got that one coming in the mail.
Okay.
On Gamefly.
It was good. I had it.
I'm looking forward to playing
Tomb Raider.
Even though every game I'm playing lately takes place on, like, tropical islands. If Far Cry,
well, this
Assassin's
one
Creed,
okay, you know
Tomb
what?
Raider.
If, yeah. if it's not Tropical Islands, it's zombies. So
that's true. Yeah.
Pick one.
Or post-apocalyptic wasteland.
Well, get used to killing quite a bit of people and finding quite a bit of clay pots.
Clay pots are always like the main ingredient in the game.
Right.
What's a game without a clay pot?
Zelda is notorious for the clay pot madness.
It wouldn't have any rupees if it wasn't for clay pots.
That's true. Clay pots. I just wanted to say it again.
Right, Trojan?
I think that dog's about to explode.
Boom.
It stopped.
Right. Oh, my God. I would smash him with a clay pot if I could.
Yo, Trojan.
Now go home and get your fucking shine box.
That was a little forced. That's all right, though. And the last one that I noticed last night is Ubisoft. The Division, the game coming out of The Division.
That's the one I was talking about like a week or two ago.
Yeah, they had a nice beefy trailer and
nice.
Planned for late 2014, and it was showcasing Ubisoft's new next-gen game system, which looked nice.
Is it a Tom Clancy thing?
It is a Tom Clancy, and that's a good point. I think it's the first game coming out
post
Tom Clancy's,
Tom Clancy's death.
Ubisoft has its own game system?
What?
You said...
yeah, I kind of thought you said Ubisoft's having their own system.
No. The game engine.
The
way I took it, you said they were coming out of their own system.
Maybe I did. I'll listen to it. That's definitely not happening, though.
You probably said it right. I just kind of went,
No. It's just the first time that we're seeing their new engine.
Okay, that's cool then.
It's a pretty looking game, though.
Oh, yeah.
That's
great.
The one I was talking about with the guy on the tablet with his little drone of death.
Mm-hmm.
Which I'm kind of stoked for that. Cause...
It looks really good. I advise everyone to check out the trailer as well as the Titanfall trailer. The rest of the trailers, whatever. I mean, we've seen Cranky Kong before.
I personally haven't seen anything for Titanfall because I'm way behind on shit. So.
Okay. That's the news. We're also going to be discussing the Video Game Awards in the game this week. So let's hit quiz time.
God damn it. I got to remember. I have that in a different...
I remember that from last week. I assumed you would have fixed it.
The D-Hop quiz, hot shotty. It's not the meanest. Oh, yeah. And I'm going to kick that son of a bitch Bison's ass so hard that the next Bison wannabe is going to feel it.
Quiz time.
Quiz time.
All right. This one's all about the Video Game Awards. So I figured instead of just discussing what happened on them, I'd hit it with the quiz time. I know all three of you haven't seen it. It's going to be multiple choice. You guys are going to pick out which, the category or whatever. I'm going to tell you, and then, hopefully we discuss about it.
Okay.
Some of these you're just like, yeah, that should have won. So, whatever. We'll have a good time with it.
I can't believe at this point in the year already. It's crazy.
I know. Okay. So, these first three were viewer voted. The rest of them were the council voted, which is professionals. Whatever. Keep that in mind.
Professionals.
People, the first three questions are going to be the public.
The public.
So fanboys and then quote-unquote professionals.
Yeah.
Right. Exactly. We have seven questions tonight. Seven questions. Actually, with the bonus, it's going to be eight. I just wrote down a bunch of them, so I'm just
I'm kind of
by the seat of my pants.
I'm kind of sad because I've won the last few times I've been here, and I'm not going to win this one.
You don't think so?
I think we all feel the same way, though.
You're all probably just deer in headlights.
None of us saw this show.
Right. Well, shame on all of you. The most anticipated game of 2013 was A, Destiny. B, Watch Dogs. C, Titanfall. Well, we're going to go... Everyone's going to get the answer.
So it's of this year? Like, of the next...
The one that we were anticipating in 2013 the most.
Okay.
That all got pushed back to next year.
I was
going to
say, because none of those are 2013.
Well, the one we've all been...
The one that everyone was shitting about and then got pushed
back. Giant Shock, which one did you think it was?
Watch Dogs.
Novus Redemptor?
I had to go Watch Dogs.
It was Watch Dogs, Titanfall, and what was the other?
Destiny.
I would say Watch Dogs, too.
The correct answer is Titanfall 1 for most anticipated game, which is weird because it's the only one not on both systems.
And I've been hearing about Watch
Dogs
wait,
no,
for
Destiny,
way longer.
Never mind.
Yeah, really.
But I would have figured Watch Dogs would clinch it because it was on both systems.
Yeah, they've been talking about this thing for 2 years now.
I'm pretty sure people were like people were waiting to buy next-gen consoles because of Watch Dogs, and now it's been pushed back. They're like, yeah, I can wait.
It didn't happen.
But that's viewer. That's the viewer voted one.
That's what I was trying. And
all right. I see what headspace we need to be in.
Okay. Character of the year. A, the twins from BioShock. B, Trevor Phillips, GTA 5. C, Lara Croft, Tomb Raider. And these were all nominations, by the way. I'm not just pulling two out of my ass. And, you know, just so everybody knows.
Again, you don't need to raise your hand.
I'm going to raise my hand.
Giant shot.
It's my man, Trevor.
Trevor.
Of those three?
Mm-hmm.
It'd have to be Trevor.
You should have went with your heart. The twins from BioShock.
The Lutesses? No. Yeah. They were... All right.
They were side characters.
They weren't even... If it was Booker DeWitt, I would have been like, all right.
Character of the year.
Really?
The twins from BioShock.
That really
non-playable
like
character.
Yeah. They were fun, though. I really did look forward to that.
They were quirky and fun. But...
I have no issue with them, and they were a pivotal part of the story, but no.
Character of the year? No.
No, absolutely not.
Maybe cool supporting character.
Yeah.
Hey, just so you guys know, if it was me sitting in your shoes, I'd be zero right now, too. I would have went for the exact same ones you guys went for. And best mobile game. A, Angry Birds Star Wars. B, Infinity Blade 3. Or C, Plants vs. Zombies 2.
Ooh.
Giant shot.
Angry Birds.
Novus?
See, I want to say Plants vs. Zombies. But I think it's Angry Birds for some stupid reason.
I'll go Plants vs. Zombies.
You're welcome.
Switch it up.
Max Barracuda has 1 point.
You're welcome.
It was a much, much better game. I mean, like...
Because the thing is...
Angry
like,
Birds Star Wars is pretty shitty,
actually.
I don't
know what Infinity Blade was.
Yeah.
Angry Birds Star Wars. It's Angry Birds. It's a game coming out for a series towards the end of its time.
Mm-hmm.
And Plants vs. Zombies, I hear great things about it.
It's a great game.
I've played all three. I play a lot of iOS games.
But since the first two questions were a bunch of bullshit, I figured, okay, go with the other bullshit answer.
Right. Never a way to go.
Yeah. Damn it.
All right. Well, let's hit it up right now with the council votes.
So these are the pros.
Mm-hmm.
Now, when you say council, you're talking game reviewers?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. I actually don't know who was on the Spike Council. So I imagine it's like three reviewers. And
obviously, it was Rosalie Phoenix was one.
No, they didn't ask me. It was I have
That's
to
fucked
assume
up, man.
It was fucked up. I was really shunned. I'm like the Ricky Gervais of award shows with that. They just don't want me.
British.
But I got to assume that it's... two professionals and Dave Navarro. That's how
Let's
Spike
go with,
rolls.
Let's go with that.
Okay. Game of the year. A, Last of Us. B, GTA 5. C, BioShock. Infinite, of course.
Ooh, that's tough.
That is tough.
Mr. John Chuck.
I can't... It probably is Last of Us, but that game is boring. I'm going to go with GTA 5.
Okay.
The game's much more interesting.
You were bored with Last of Us? I thought you were
the gameplay.
With it.
He can't do sneaking.
Sucks.
I thought you liked it.
I did, but then the gameplay sucked. It
Giant
up.
Likes okay. games that you run in and shoot everything, and not where you have to sneak around. So
like
it's, this game okay. is not tailored to you in any way.
Novus,
I'm gonna say Infinite.
Okay.
I can only vote on how I would vote, and I liked Infinite.
Okay. Giant Shock's got 1 point. It was GTA 5 game of the year.
Of course it was. It was very interesting.
Very fast paced.
At least that makes a little bit of sense. It sold extremely well.
Lots of sense.
No, that's fine. Like,
yeah, that one. I
just haven't played it.
Yeah, I'm okay with not getting that one right.
Okay, best shooter of the year: Call of Duty Ghosts, BioShock Infinite, Battlefield 4.
It's gotta be Battlefield 4.
Novus.
I'm going to go with Infinite again.
This is a tough one. Because I've heard flack for all three of these games. As far as the...
You're always going to hear flack for Battlefield or Call of Duty no matter what.
Yeah, but even like the combat in Infinite was kind of called out as being the weakest part of the game. But I'm going to go BioShock.
Novus and Max, you have a point each.
Nice.
Was BioShock Infinite? I don't know if that should really count as a shooter.
It is a shooter. It's just not an army game.
It's definitely a shooter. It's just a little bit more
sci-fi.
Yeah.
You guys don't think that the council was getting a little confused between first person and shooter?
They're the same thing.
No.
You're in a first person perspective and you have a gun. You're in a shooter.
No, but I'm saying they don't necessarily have to go hand in hand. You know, I don't consider it a shooter.
You're shooting guns.
How is it not a shooter? I use more plasmids than
anything. Bioshock's not a shooter, though.
I didn't think
so. What is the definition of a shooter, then?
Like Call of Duty.
So it was an army game.
Yeah, basically.
Well, no.
You guys are very
vague
on this.
Bioshock had much more of a story and no multiplayer mode. So I don't think... When I say shooter, I don't mean Bioshock.
I disagree, but I see where you're coming from.
If I said, hey, a new shooter game's out, your head would be in Call of Duty or Battlefield, no?
Not necessarily. No.
You guys would be like, oh, great, new Bioshock. That's awesome.
No, I'd say a game where you're in first-person perspective and you're shooting things, which describes Bioshock.
But this was best shooter, not best first-person shooter.
What are you... What?
There can be shooters that are not first-person.
So would you consider Gears of War to be a shooter?
I would. It's a third-person shooter, though.
Okay. Yeah, third-person shooter.
Shooter's a shooter. Do you fire guns?
Okay, then in that case... Name something else this year that was a shooter, no matter what the perspective was.
Gears of War.
Did Gears of War come out this year? Because I'm pretty sure that was 2012.
No, the new Gears of War came out in March.
No one gave a shit about that.
Does that make a difference?
It's supposed to be the best.
The best of the best of the best.
Everyone's mad.
He asked me questions like, name me one person, one shooter.
I don't know. You know what? It's probably because I just basically ran around with the melee weapon and the plasmids mainly. I didn't do a lot of guns.
I threw a lot of crows out there and then just bitch slap people.
I did a lot of crows on fire.
Yeah.
You know? Katniss Everdeen style. All
right. We won't get into her right now.
Let's move on to it. I might have just done that to spark a conversation. Six. Best action adventure. A. Assassin's Creed Black Flag. B. Last of Us. C. Tomb Raider. Mr. Junchap.
Last of Us.
Mr. Novus or Dumpster?
Another Tomb Raider.
Max Barracuda.
Black Flag.
Max Barracuda has one.
You don't get much more adventure than Black Flag.
And plus, people are also sucking off Assassin's Creed dick for the last few years, so thank you. Now that's actually a valid sound.
That sound's been used two times.
Oh, okay.
Three.
All right. Anyone got beef with that? I personally would have voted for Assassin's Creed Black Flag.
The thing that drives me crazy is that like a lot of these games that win have come out in the last month. You
know? Well, it's the same thing with movies. But that's why we get into Academy season.
I hate that so much.
You think they're just riding the high?
I just a lot of the games
I think so,
don't.
Sometimes, yeah.
A lot of the games don't fit the persona. I think.
Well, that's right. Why I'm actually surprised Bioshock's turned up as much as it has, because that came out like a year ago.
No, Bioshock came out in what, March? Like that is a definite. Like,
but
a horse in the winter of all these.
People have short attention spans, and right. Whereas normally you would go straight for the newest, greatest thing, GTA, GTA, GTA.
Yeah, but this is not trying to get like a people award; it's trying to get like an award, right?
But it's just like movies; they release all the Oscar-worthy movies at the same time to get them fresh in people's heads, and people forget about 6 months ago.
All right, I do agree with that, but I feel that I don't know, like this. Something to be said about those. The first-person shooter was very, very like. Just, I mean,
I would actually
I'm
put.
Not following.
I would actually put Bioshock, and I know this might not. If I had to be the one to figure out what it was, I might even put it as an adventure game more than a shooter.
I would call it a shooter. By definition, it's a shooter.
Yeah.
Again, you're shooting things.
Right.
But it is. It does.
Well, I mean,
definitely...
Resident Evil, you shoot things too. It's not a shooter.
Well, the focus isn't on shooting, where in Bioshock, the focus is on nothing but shooting. And I would even say that the last two, three Resident Evils were definitely shooters.
Yeah, maybe the last couple.
Yeah, definitely five.
I think they are
four, five, and
horror.
Six, all shooters.
I think they're under adventure horror, though.
No, they used to be survival horror. Now they're just
Yeah, but I think the new ones are adventure horror, I think they would put it as.
Hmm.
I don't know. It's
maybe
a murky, it's
six?
A murky thing.
Six
it's very murky. Okay, and lastly, indie game. Gone Home is A.
Played that.
Papers, Please is B.
Didn't play that.
The Stanley Parable, C.
Man, Stanley.
Stanley? You man, Stanley Ipkiss?
Yes.
Okay.
What was the first one?
Gone Home.
I'm going to go with the Stanley thing.
I will vote for the only one I played in Gone Home.
Max Barracuda. Gone Home. Gone Home was rated excellently.
Never even saw it.
Max Barracuda discussed it to the high heavens and said that it was excellent.
Yeah, it's different. Very different.
Mm-hmm. You want to give a brief synopsis of Gone Home?
Pretty much you go home, like you're in college, you go home, and everyone's missing in your house. And it plays like a survival horror game where it's dark and stormy.
You never outside. Leave the house and all that kind of stuff?
But you look for clues on where everyone is. Okay. And you unlock all these diaries and
vague memory recordings. Of you mentioning this in a previous one.
Yeah. And I beat it, and the ending is literally nothing horror-ish at all. It's just a kind of nice family story.
Hooray!
Nice.
Everyone's hiding in the attic.
Okay, so at the end of our game, Max has 4, Novus has 1, and Giant has 1.
Okay, can play?
Take that, guys. I guessed random answers better than you.
Yeah. Yeah. I have a couple of the other awards to do. So for a bonus question, we're at 3 points. Mm-hmm. Best voice actor or actress, actually, it's worth 4 points. You get 2 points per person. And this is a ring-in question. So the first person who thinks they know, and 1 point apiece for actually a potential 6 points. Two each actor, and one for the role. Anybody?
I'll guess.
Okay.
Troy Baker had a big year.
Okay. 2 points for Max Barracuda. Nice.
Did he say he needed a role?
Yes. Call from. Johnny Sox got his phone hooked up to the system right now.
His big ones this year were Booker DeWitt.
Mm-hmm.
He was Joel from The Last of Us, I think?
He was.
Joker from Batman.
Yes, he was.
Am I going for anything in particular here?
Yeah, which role do you think he won it for?
Let's go with Booker.
Joel.
Joel, okay.
Okay. And anyone know the actress?
I don't know the name of the actress, but I'm pretty sure it's the one who did Lara Croft.
Nay.
No, I don't know.
Ashley Johnson, who played Ellie in The Last of Us, also.
Good choice.
So Last of Us swept vocals.
Well, beautifully acted game. So.
Also, just quick to note, Max Barracuda is our winner for the game.
Play all the little noises.
I don't have my noises. But PS Game of the Year.
Grandpa Salty.
Last of Us. Xbox Game of the Year. Brothers, A Tale of Two Sons.
Really?
Yeah.
Interesting.
I think I played that or saw somebody play it.
I didn't play it.
Is it the one, it's like a puzzle-ish thing? You have to control one brother and control the other one and you have to get him through puzzles. And...
To reiterate, I didn't play it.
Okay. I'm just saying you may have saw something about it, fool.
I did look a little bit. It looked a little Fable-ish to me. I'm actually going to download it and play it thanks to Spike. So thank you, Spike, for that and Steven Seagal movies.
I love the Steven Seagal movies, man. Mm-hmm. It's amazing.
Somebody kill Bobby Lupo! You have to watch it.
I'm going to the bank. The blood bank.
Super Mario 3D for the Wii. And PC was the game of the year was Gone Home. Best song, by the way. Anyone know what game it would be from?
Best song... I don't know if it had a good soundtrack this year.
Bioshock. Will the Circle Be Unbroken?
Well, and that just slap in the face for not knowing that.
Yeah.
They only sing that song the entire game.
I actually... They beat out the Call of Duty Eminem Survival...
Well, that's just an Eminem song.
I like that part.
But he had an album coming out anyway. It's right. Like they didn't write that for the game.
Can I just discuss for a second these commercials that use the new, like the Black Flag Drake song? Pretty cool, man.
I like that. Yeah.
Yeah. Anyone see that commercial yet? Start from the bottom. It's really good. Yeah. Well, the Call of Duty ones are pretty dope too. With Eminem generally. Mm-hmm.
Well, they've been using Eminem songs for the past couple games. I think.
Right. They have. Hopefully it continues.
Didn't they use Avenged Sevenfold for like the last two?
No, it depends who's doing it. Like when it's an Infinity Ward one, I think they go Eminem songs.
To be honest with you, the last game it's actually a Puff Daddy song where they called "I'm Coming Home." I'm coming home.
Yes, I know the song.
Right,
but that's
well, don't be douchey about it.
Like. No, I know the song, but that's not an Infinity Ward one.
I didn't say it was.
You missed what Pete was saying.
What the fuck is it?
All right. Anyway. Lastly, because it is snowing heavily outside the studio, I was going to do two more. We're going to do one more bit, and it's actually just a discussion I wanted to have with you guys. does anyone else find this happen? It's a situation I found myself in, and does anyone else find it hard? Not hard to tell anyone, because generally I don't find it hard to say anything. But I found myself in a situation where I said, oh, did anyone, you know, I'm just trying to discuss casually with people I know, acquaintances, of my wife's, really. Hey, you know what? I just got the new Xbox One. Did anyone else get it? And everybody looked at me like I, you know, and then like I had three heads, and I get that flood of questions. I don't know if you guys have ever got it, like, oh, you play video games, and what are you playing with your kids, and all that. Nobody gets that.
I do.
Right.
So, but there's got to be more to that question,
though. The question is, how far do you guys think they've came making gaming mainstream, and what is maybe attributed to that, and why is it still not?
Well, because I'm not this mainstream, at least in your case. I'm thinking about how adults view other adults who play video games.
There you go.
That's how I'm looking at it more. Because
thank you for framing my question in a more adult.
Well, I mean that's just one way to look at it, because gaming has become very, very mainstream to the point where if you play it, it's like not everyone's going to be like, oh, you play video games. I only know of one person who does that, and she's related by law.
Oh my. Let's not touch that.
Oh, well.
It's your,
did the math on that
one.
We all did the math.
Oh,
we did the math.
Yeah, she's not a fond of video games in general.
Danny, don't make us erase something from the podcast.
I'm not going to.
We don't have four
I'm just
hours.
Saying, I'm just saying that there's only one person in my life that I know of that will sit there and you know, completely
actively berate.
Yeah, exactly. Everyone's,
I guess
everyone's
I deal with
like,
more.
Okay, cool. Whatever.
I guess I deal with like a bunch of people being in the trades.
Well, does your wife play video games?
She, I actually lucked out. She likes watching video games. Mm-hmm. She's not, okay. She doesn't have the hand eye, really.
That's a rare, rare gift.
Well,
because
it could be, you know.
Just, oh, she's not sitting around watching me play Call of Duty, but.
I'm just saying, like, for her to tolerate it to the point of watching the stories.
She also likes leveling up to the point where it's almost annoying. like when I said previously, Black Dragon, or Blue Dragon. I breezed through it. It's because I go to work and I come home and she's like, oh, I've been leveling up all day, running back and forth through the field. I'm like, oh,
all
right.
It's like all the people that I associate with, they all play games to some capacity. Like all the girls do, all the guys do. I don't really have any sort of issue with that. At my job, a lot of people play video games. I work with a lot of people who are younger than me. So I don't really have a problem going out to people and saying, hey, did you get the new system? They're like, no, I'm waiting for it.
Right.
So I personally don't have that kind of problem.
Okay.
I've never really encountered anybody who really has a significant issue.
See, in my field, there's a lot older people, and they look at me like, oh, I didn't know that you were 5 years old.
Well, it's a generational thing, definitely.
It definitely is, but I mean, I don't know.
It's not necessarily something that you get into later in life, so if you were younger and you didn't have it, you're likely not going to be the type who got into it.
But
later
I'm talking
on.
About 30-year-old people here just look at me and they're just like,
they may
never
have never played, or if they did, they just quote unquote grew out of it or got interested in it.
Or just fell off.
Yeah, because like when I was in
Or they suck.
When
maybe
I was,
they suck at it.
Maybe they blow it.
When I was in high school, I stopped playing video games so heavily and I started getting into music.
Mm-hmm.
And then started getting back into games just kind of like 5 years ago. So there could be that whole period of time that some people just keep for the rest of their life.
Very true.
So
I guess.
Yeah, we're just, you know, lifetime gamers.
Have you guys ever run into it where somebody looks
at
you?
I run into
like,
it a lot,
yeah.
With a lot of
me
things
too.
I like.
Me too.
With a lot of movies I like, I get called out. With a lot of, you know, I read comic books, people scoff
at
that.
Yeah, I see more flack for comics than I do
oh,
for
me
video
too.
Games.
And I think you guys have all heard my explanation on why reading comics makes more sense than watching sports.
A lot of things make more
Can't
sense than watching
comics,
sports.
Though.
That's fine. I don't want to bet.
No, that's...
People bet.
I like blackjack. I can do blackjack. But,
what's this for?
No, but that's the thing. It's just people in general. If you like something different than somebody, they're probably going to judge you for it in some way. I judge sports people all the time. It doesn't mean it's not the most popular thing on the goddamn planet.
See, I don't mind what anybody does. I guess I'm just... I just don't care what you do.
Yeah, people judge me for comic books, and I... Just let them do that.
People
whatever
will
it is.
Always judge you for things that they don't necessarily understand.
Yeah.
But as a societal standpoint, gamers are still looked at as juvenile.
But also societal standpoints are quite ridiculous and stupid.
Yeah.
And as I think we start to see it more and more as we get older, more and more we find more solace in these things that people don't understand because of the fact that they're so demonized by someone out there.
Yeah. So. This past Thanksgiving, I was in a conversation with my uncle, and I was just telling him how in Assassin's Creed you go to Cuba and all that cool stuff, you know, Cuban family and everything, and he instantly, video game. What are you doing playing video game? Showed him a couple videos. He's like, this is, I didn't know they were at this level yet.
Right, my father did the same thing. Yeah, I actually had him over the house when I was playing Dead Rising. And he's like, what?
Yeah, people don't, they still think Pac-Man, they still think Mario.
Well, I explain it to people, especially people who have children, is do you sit them in front of the TV and they watch SpongeBob? They're not getting anything from that. At least I got hand-eye coordination to rival an army sniper at ended this up point.
Living... Are you ready, kids? Aye, aye, Captain!
But you also get cool stories. Do interesting things in video games that are, right. You know... This year alone, I've been to 3 different deserted islands. It's amazing.
It's true. It's just like reading a book. You know?
Exactly. You or watching experience. A movie. You're playing an interactive movie with right. a lot of this
it's
stuff.
It's like all those things that, like, the generation that doesn't get it just won't get it. Like, you're...
like Captain Crunch? Yeah. Or, I mean, Cinnamon Toast Crunch?
Both Crunches, actually. They're just not from that generation. They just don't get it. You know, they didn't grow up with playing video games in the sense we would do, where it's not just, you know, a fun thing to do, but a movie, a story, an art form almost. They just picture it as, like you said, Pac-Man
right.
or fucking, you know,
they can't see the cinnamon swirls
or something like that.
Right.
You're hung up on CT Good. Crunch.
I like CT Crunch.
Well, you know, well, fuck you, Dan.
I never saw. Look, I'm 30, and I know it just sounds beautiful. I never stopped seeing those cinnamon swirls.
Well, one last thing I want to say is, like, this is sort of on topic. I see a lot of stuff now, like reviews and whatnot and YouTube videos, because obviously I have my own channel and all that kind of stuff. I see people
which is
Adamant's Templum. I got to write it on your Facebook page.
Thank you.
But people write about, you know, I hate the word retro, mm-hmm. Especially lately, because people talk about older games, you know, even from 10, 15 years ago, they still talk about it as if it's retro. I'm like, it exists, therefore you should play it. Don't call it retro, just call it what it is, it exists.
Right.
Play anything that's there.
Well, I mean, that's a good point. It is. Nobody calls the Lord of the Rings retro books. Yeah.
Retro books?
Yeah.
Yeah. It just...
I believe they made a movie about that retro book?
Right.
I'm waiting for the day, like, you know, 5-10 years from now when people will, like, look at the older games and don't even see it as, you know, a precursor, as something that built up to what we have today. They're just like, what the fuck is that old shit? You know, I'm waiting for that to happen. Yeah. It's like...
It's going to be a while.
Yeah. Because also, you know, you have the 12-year-old kids nowadays who only know Call of Duty. It's like,
yeah.
Well, I mean,
that's my problem with Call of Duty. One of my problems with
Call of Duty. Call of Duty just has like a big family of just.
Well, that's the problem too. Gamers. As gamers, we're all somewhat selective of the games, also.
Yeah. I mean, I'm not the kind of person who sits there and says, in my day, we only had this. It's like, well, I'm still alive, so in my day, I've got Call of Duty and I still got Mario.
Right.
So.
The day isn't done. All right. I don't know. I guess. I just hit that when I was out.
No, it's
was
an
like, oh, great.
It's an interesting thing to...
Right. I was like, oh, great. So everybody's going to look at me like I'm an asshole.
I think the end of the conversation is just do what you're going to do.
Own it.
Oh, I'm in it.
Own it.
I'm in it.
I dress like a 10-year-old. I play video games. I read comic books. And I make no apologies.
Yeah.
That's all you got to do.
Yeah.
Thank you. Thanks. I think that pretty much describes all 4 of us. So.
And no guilty pleasures. There's no such thing.
As he's in a Dragon Ball Z shirt, he's in a Walking Dead shirt. I don't know what your shirt is.
My pants.
And I'm pretty sure I'm wearing...
His pants is bonkers.
Yeah, he's got the Marvel pajama pants.
He's got Marvel pajama pants, and I'm wearing a Batman shirt with a Sons of Anarchy sweater. So we're fit this category.
And by the way, you're listening to a video game podcast.
A little bummed out that we're Walking Dead tonight. A little bummed out.
More than a little.
Right.
I don't know what to do with myself.
Once Upon a Time's on.
Meh.
No.
Oh, you're all looking at me with those downer eyes. Fuck
nah,
you.
I just never seen it.
Lindsay's watching that right now.
All right.
I'm more upset.
All right. So that about wraps it up for this week. So from all of us to all of you, thanks for playing.